Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me for this special episode as we talk about the 8-8 Lionsgate energies, what is opening up for us, the portal energies that are coming through, and a very big cosmic cleaning that's underway. And in today's show, I'm going to touch on some of the channeled energies and messages that are coming through, as well as an understanding of what cycle is pushing through the earth. And that's how it was shown to me. So this information is going to be more intuitive and channeled and less astrological. So I do want to say that up front because I know some of you really want the astrology information, which I will touch on briefly. But this is going to be more of a channeled message. And then I'm going to end by giving you an update on Richie Rich energies, that it's really quite fascinating what is happening. And I hope it also helps you trust the light process, the process of a giant renovation on the earth that takes time, that is being handled with responsibility and with integrity. And that is an overarching message at this time. So let's begin by talking about what the 8-8 Lionsgate portal is. Now, it's important to put this into a perspective that aligns with the Earth's energy and how it connects with the bigger energy grid of the cosmos. So typically the Lionsgate energy is associated with the fixed star Sirius, but it's important to understand that that is a fixed star at 14 degrees of Cancer. Sirius is the brightest star in the sky. It is 26 times brighter than our solar system's sun, and it's twice the size. So twice the size, 26 times brighter. And when we connect with the energy field, it is literally that blast of light coming through. Sirius was viewed by ancient Egyptians as being associated with the harvest, prosperity, abundance, because of everything that would come to fruition during this time of the year. And there also was a correlation to three stars in the Orion constellation that match up with the three pyramids in Giza, Egypt. Now, the stars and the constellations, they shift and they change. And so through the centuries, this energy has shifted in when it lines up. And now it is lining up during the 8-8 Lionsgate energies. Number 8 is also associated with mastery, reward, abundance, manifestation, transformation, and success. And it also resembles the infinity symbol. So there's a lot of energies that are all overlapping during this time of the year. And we are definitely feeling the effects of bigger energies coming through from the cosmos because of these incoming connections, because of how there are alignments. Now, something to look at as well is the importance of pyramids. And we think of generally the three pyramids in Giza, but there are pyramids all over the planet. Some have been discovered, some have not. They are within the earth, they are in the oceans. There are different sizes of pyramids all over the planet. And the information that I've received about these structures and how they are built is that they are essentially energy receptacles. And if you look at the point of a pyramid and how the sun hits it or light hits it, then the energy can be dispersed through the structure, that widening base of the pyramid into the earth. And so this is one way to look at how the earth receives energies at certain times of the year is through pyramids and through these structures that were very intentionally based in strategic geographic locations on the planet. And these are believed to have been built by extraterrestrials, that they were designed and that they came to Earth from other beings. And it was a way to infuse the planet with certain energies. Now, part of what I'm seeing around this particular 8-8 Lionsgate portal is that there are openings to very big energies that the Earth is going to be receiving, and it's also going to create greater turbulence over the next 6 months, especially. The energies coming in are meant to both accelerate a process and amplify it, meaning things get bigger, louder. You can't miss what's happening on the planet at this time. But I'm feeling this as galactic support energy, and that it's helping with this process of removing darker, denser energies on the planet that have inhabited the Earth for very, very long periods of time, centuries and centuries and centuries. And they're showing it as very deep roots. And it's these very deep roots that are being pulled out of the Earth's energy grid. The similar image I'm getting is like of an oak tree falling, of very deep roots that have stood for long periods of time being removed and just being pulled out. And this is an energetic experience that I'm tapping into. And it shows how there is a deep cleansing and purification underway at a cosmic level, meaning it is much bigger than anything in the 3D realm, in the human matrix. I mean, this is a bigger force coming through that's permanently changing what is allowed and what is accepted on this planet. However, it's happening at a pace and on a timeline that is perfect, but also it feels like it's slow. And now they're showing me this 7 years. There's a 7-year process that is unfolding, and that could be how long it takes for truth to come out, for information to come out, for stories to be revealed. And it's actually correlated to the energy of Uranus in Gemini. Uranus enters Gemini in 2025, goes back into Taurus, and then comes back into Gemini in 2026. But they're still saying there's like a 7-year process here of what is unfolding. Now, that is a relatively fast amount of time when you look at it in terms of your whole lifespan. But it's not a fast process when you're looking for certain information or evidence or developments to happen right now, today. So there's these phases we're moving through, and there are various cycles that have to be a part of the process, that have to lead the way. And every 8-8 Lionsgate is a portal to higher cosmic energies coming through to support this cleansing. But they're saying that right now, this current phase is actually quite volatile. And of course, you can see that on the planet, right? Just bring up any topic and there is going to be disagreement. There's going to be a lot of opinions. There's going to be contradictory information. And so there is this information war that's happening right now. And it does involve all of the multiple agendas on the planet and what people are fighting for or fighting against, what they're trying to protect, what they're trying to claim. It's all these layers that can be very confusing to sort through and sort out. And the best way to navigate this period is to try and stay in a vibration or in a place that lifts you up. And you could feel it as there's times when you're like in the ocean and something grabs your ankle and pulls you down. And frankly, I find that to be a horrifying thing to witness. But it's like that pulling down is like a yanking you down into an energy field that feels suffocating, overwhelming. It doesn't feel right. And then you're trying to rise up and get back into a place where you can breathe, a place where you can feel open. And they're showing this in the chest, similar to like putting your shoulders back and opening up the chest and feeling that opening in your ability to breathe. But then that opening also opens up the heart chakra, the solar plexus. It's like this opening and then also going up to the throat chakra, third eye. It's like this opening energy is really important right now because it's helping us navigate a pivotal time on the planet And it certainly relates to what is happening in politics, government, business, and other industries that are moving through permanent deep changes as well. So in other words, things are not going to get easier. In a sense, they're going to get a little bit bumpier. They're going to accelerate. There's going to be an increase in emotions, an increase in reactions, an increase in even anything warlike, which is certainly that Mars in Aries energies. And it feels like what we're meant to understand is that it's all a phase of a much bigger process. And so how do you want to navigate this intentionally and consciously with respect for your own energy? And how do you want to show up with the understanding that this is a pivotal time in human history, and we're going to look back on this, and the stories we tell are going to be strongly supported by how we move through it. So it's a bit like thinking of, well, how would you tell this time in history to your grandkids or to your children or to anyone about how you moved through it, how you worked with the energies. And they're showing me a strengthening of support for light workers, star seeds, awakened conscious people who are aware of what's happening and want to use their energy effectively. And they're showing me that one thing you can do at this time as a form of energetic protection and support is to visualize a pyramid in your own aura, with the point or the top of the pyramid connecting to your seventh chakra, the crown chakra, and then the full energy of the pyramid can either go down to connect to your root chakra, or you could ground it in the earth and have it connect where your feet are. And they're saying that this would be a way to work with the energies that are streaming in, to be very aware of what you are receiving within this pyramid receptacle, and that it also helps with getting very clear on what you put back out into the cosmos through your crown chakra point. So this is a way to work with the natural energies and also to understand how we're supported during these big downloads and these big volatile times that we're living in. If you've been listening to this podcast regularly, then I have talked about some various messages that have come through from different galactic high council energies. And that's what I'm connecting to right now. I'm feeling very strongly this 8 energy point of different members of this high council that are supporting this transformation on the planet. And they're at 8 different locations on the planet energetically. And I realized that it creates a Merkaba, and that these energy points are a Merkaba around the planet, which are also pyramids interconnected and intentionally moving energy in and out of these 8 points of the Merkaba. So that's how I'm seeing it, is that energy comes in through a certain point. It's very intentional. It's very clear. It's very aware. And it comes through to work with the planet, and then another energy source comes through at another Merkaba point, and so on. So that's what I'm seeing as ways that the Earth is shifting, is through the 8 points of a Merkaba, which further amplifies the meaning of the 8-8 Lion's Gate portal and the renewal energy that's unfolding and happening on the planet from off-planet sources. Now, this high council that I feel before, I've described it as very masculine energies that are protecting the Earth, that are supporting the process, that are guiding it in a very loving and benevolent fashion. And that's so that we on the planet can feel safe in our own feminine awakening cycle. And that's a big part of the energies right now within each of us, is how the feminine energies are meant to flow, how Gaia, the Earth, is a feminine being, a feminine consciousness, how this is a beautiful connection of the yin and the yang energies working in harmony. And so I feel these 8 council members to actually be from different galactic locations. And they are a council of beings from other energy sources. And there is a high commander of this high council who is directing the overall process, the overall flow of energies. And his energy is very big to me. It's very big, solid, clear, strong. It's really quite beautiful. And it is here to take care of what is needed for the betterment of the galaxy. And it's a much bigger playing field than we're aware of. It's not simply about one country or one planet. It's really helping to move things forward in a way that supports what's needed on other planets, other parts of the galaxy. Like, it's all in a relationship. We are in a relationship with all energies. All levels of consciousness are in a relationship with all levels of consciousness. So it gets quite complex in a way, but this is how the universe is a multiverse, which is a universe, which is a multiverse, and on and on. And it's all connected to the spiraling energies. So I trust that this resonates at some level for you, because it becomes quite, again, complex and complicated, all the different energy levels that I'm seeing, but how they all are designed to work in harmony, and that it is this beautiful symphony of energies. And that's part of the bigger picture here, is that the planet is coming into a higher expression within this symphony. It's coming to a more conscious place, and it's going to be assisting and connecting with other energy sources in a more powerful way. And this is also happening, of course, through the Great Awakening on the planet, through the understanding of what humanity is about and what the best of humanity can be. And how to amplify that, how to amplify the best in the human experience. So there's a very beautiful mission underway. And again, 7 years is what I'm being shown. Of course, there's different things that unfold in that 7-year process. There's different victories and there's low points, but then there's high points and there are the places that are calm. So it is a lot overall, but what is meant to support us is understanding the power of our own energy and the power of our contribution as energy sources. And so now they're directing me to this south node in Sagittarius energy that's coming through. And it's how we are being given the opportunity to release opinions, release what we thought was correct or what we thought was right, to be willing to step away from what we've been taught and what we've learned, and instead to stay open, to stay curious, to be willing to take in new information that we didn't see at times. And this is part of the cleansing. This is part of the release that we each do individually. And it's helping us to not overly identify at an egoic level with who we are in this lifetime. And that's part of the empowerment of it, where you could have held very strong beliefs in a previous lifetime that you would never resonate right now in your lifetime. And they're showing me this as like a pizza, where you take a slice and you're like, okay, this is what I'm choosing right now. And then you look at the whole pizza and you're like, oh, I chose that piece one time. I chose that piece another time. I remember I chose that piece in this other lifetime, and how the full pizza makes up a very big level of understanding, of a wide variety of belief systems. And they're saying to throw out the whole pizza. Don't even identify with it too much. And so then I'm asking, but how is that really possible? Because there are things that, you know, we strongly believe in that are right, that are just, that are true, that we need to stand for and stand in and, you know, express and make a display about or let others know. And the response I'm getting is, yes, you can do that. You can do anything. You can do anything you choose. But they're offering a higher perspective that if you can just see this as one energy experience of belief systems, they're saying how other places, beings, other planets don't have these variety of belief systems that Earth does. and how it's been deeply ingrained in us to connect with a set of belief systems, but that ultimately, when you look at this pizza, it has slices that separate. And so what is separating you? And where are you understanding the deeper levels of separation? And that the separations happen through your life, your experience, your teachings, where you grew up, your family, your community, and that that doesn't make them bad, but they're asking us to raise our consciousness around the very deep separations that have happened on the planet. And now they're showing me the Grand Canyon. You know how deep the Grand Canyon is, or any very deep canyon in the earth, and how that separation is there for a reason. It was created as a demonstration of what is possible. And they're just saying, be very intentional around what that means to you, and that maybe there's some new understandings you're going to open up to or just sit with about what you want for yourself and for your friends, your family, your loved ones. Now, they're saying how these separations are very strong right now because of the very active political environment on the planet, and that there are separations between friends, between family members, between people that you strongly disagree with, and how that is understandable right now because of the climate on the planet, and how there have been individuals coming onto the planet that create this separation for their own gain, whether that is monetary, financial, power, spiritual, energetic, etc. gain, any of those. And these individuals are the ones who are actually going through a very deep process, and they're being removed. So there's this overall theme of what's being removed from the planet that has created deep divides in humanity, that have caused deep pain, hurt, shame, anger. And it's actually working across multiple lifetimes. And that's also why you could feel a trigger, or you could feel something come up, because there's something within you at a DNA cellular level that recognizes an issue, a topic, anything that you experienced in another lifetime. And it's like it's compounded, and it's compounded in you to really need to do something about it right now. And they're saying how this is one of the many ways, you know, the energy can be expressed and that it can be released. But they're showing me the power of the healing that's required within us if anything's really going to change, that it is the healing at an individual level that makes a huge difference. And of course, we know this. We know that it's our own individual energy fields that we need to take responsibility for and to work with consciously. But there's something about looking at what is coming up for you personally right now that is meant to be worked on, because it does pertain to multiple lifetimes or multiple themes in your soul's growth experience. And that's a way to go deeper with this and to also step into a new place of power with it, a new place of power. So this high council and this high commander are very loving, very supportive, very aware of how difficult the human experience is right now, that it is intensified, it is emotional, there's a lot happening. And they're reminding us that it is supported, that we are supported, and that we are able to consciously work with higher energies when we call them in. And so then they're showing me again this visual of putting a pyramid around your energy field, or of intentionally working with pyramid structures to support what you need, because the base of a pyramid is very solid and very strong. And then when you are able to be very intentional around what you put out and what you receive, it's actually a very wonderful structure to energetically work with. And they're also saying you could visualize a Merkaba around yourself and to have that be another energy that you work with, and that it's also supported right now, especially during this 8-8 portal. Now, the 8-8 portal energies are going to intensify, and they're going to be quite dynamic and strong. And so it's very important to remain grounded and clear. And they're saying how September, October, November are very big months, and you could relate this to the political world in the United States, but it's actually not only one country, one person, or one anything. It's happening all over the globe, and it's intensifying. Like, they're showing me this shaking. Like, things are shaking so that these roots can be pulled out. They can be pulled out and pulled up. And so this brings me to the discussion on Richie Rich. And for those who listened to that podcast episode from April 6th called Rising Light, that was where I shared the story about this information I came across about this individual. And what I'm seeing intuitively is that this individual has actually been protected by a few things. One, the Jupiter and Capricorn energies working with both Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn has provided a protective bubble. So that is one of the ways that Jupiter in Capricorn shows up, is that it protects and it is good fortune and it allows something to continue. And this Jupiter in Capricorn energy is going to complete its journey in Capricorn in December 20th, 21st, where it enters Aquarius and connects with Saturn in Aquarius, and they begin a new synodic cycle. Now, this energy is quite fascinating because as it plays through, when Jupiter and Saturn go into Aquarius and begin this journey together, they are going to be doing some powerful shifting in Richie Rich's astrology chart, where they're going to oppose his Uranus in Leo, and then they're going to square his Sun in Scorpio, while also trining his planets in Libra, Mars and Mercury in Libra, and then they will square his Venus and Saturn in Scorpio. And then they're going to oppose his Jupiter and Pluto and Leo. So this is going to be a very dynamic time for this individual because this energy is in the seventh house, and the seventh house is open enemies. It is those who agree with you and those who oppose you. It is negotiations, it is contracts, it is, you know, how you essentially responsibly share your energy with others. And it's also revealing what's been happening below the surface. So this Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius are pivotal, but the bigger energy here actually started in August 2017 when this individual experienced the Leo solar eclipse conjunct his Jupiter and Pluto in the late degrees of Leo. And that was the total eclipse that went across the United States. And it activated something in his sense of power that's moving through, obviously moving through the US, but moving through his energy field. And I just feel like he's been very protected. But there's a lot of transits and energy shifts coming up that start to break away those walls or that fortress. And it's interesting because what I'm seeing on the sidelines are people who have information. And I'm seeing three individuals, and I'm feeling like they've been sitting on something. They have something that's powerful, and it might not even be related. It could be in various different areas and fields and industries. I'm just seeing three people, and they have something that they've been sitting on potentially for years because of the fear they have. And there's going to be a change in the energy where it's actually going to be safer to come forward. And this could be legally, this could be publicly, this could be through a variety of means. But there's going to be something that shifts because of those who have been waiting. I just feel like they've been waiting. It's like clutching something that you know is valuable, you know is important, and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know if you can use it. You don't know if you should, for fear of your life or for your family or for anything. The fear of the power and the consequences has probably kept people frozen, and that's going to thaw. And there's something that happens within the next 3 years that is really pivotal in Richie Rich's life. Now, there are reports out there that this person is actually no longer on the planet, that he's been cloned, that there are things where he's being held, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know any of that. I don't feel that information specifically. What I'm feeling is actually the strengthening of individuals coming forward who have solid, clear information that is legal and actionable. So there's something about the fact that if this person is still on the planet or not, it almost doesn't matter because of the fact that there's going to be an unfolding process that reveals more information to a bigger audience. And of course, this is where cognitive dissonance comes up. And this is where people don't believe or don't want to believe for whatever reason. And that is each person's choice. But what I'm seeing is that part of the process and part of the Lionsgate energy of the light coming through is that there is information that needs to be public. And they're showing me how this relates to what's been happening on the planet already through the Me Too movement, through the Epstein case, through Weinstein, through all these other, we could call them titans of industries, who have been very protected until the power transfers into the people. So it's like the dominoes are falling in a deliberate manner. And some people have a lot to protect and a lot of ways to protect themselves. But this is a bigger energy. I mean, this is something like you can only get so far through your ego or through your human means. This is a spiritual and energetic lesson. And it's something that's been meant to happen for multiple lifetimes. And again, they're showing me this 7-year timeline where the full and complete story will come out later this decade. It won't come out while we're living through it. It won't come out right now. It won't even be revealed. There's going to be a lot of things that aren't shared publicly. And then I feel like later on is when there are stories, there's documentation, there's videos, there's something that comes out. And that's what gives people information that demonstrates the truth. But we're not there yet. And we're moving through something that is happening through various energetic waves. And of course, that's the gift of astrology, is to connect us to these phases, these themes, these cycles, and to see the timing of it all. And so one of the best ways to actively participate in this phase and in this cycle is to keep strengthening the throat chakra and to keep strengthening where you direct your energy. And they're showing me again this pyramid structure that goes up into the higher vibrating energies of the cosmos. And it's almost like to stay above the fray, stay above the turbulence, stay above the separation, stay above what you think is you when you know that you're more than one belief or one energy system. And so that's part of this opening, is to get us out of over-identifying with our ego, with our opinions, with our humanness, and to instead go higher. Go higher. And they're saying, and you won't stay there. You won't always stay there. Like we will drop into our opinions. We will drop into things that we need to do, things we need to say. But if you can return to keep going higher, it will help with the detaching. It will help with staying out of any one thing too much, because there's so much entangled energies on the planet that you don't probably want to really get too entangled, because there's other ways to direct your energy right now that are more creative, that are more supportive, that are more about who you are and how to express your light and what matters to you. And that's part of how we maintain the strength of light on the planet, the light grid, if you will, is being aware of what frequency you are tuning into. And that you can choose to go higher whenever you feel yourself sink or you feel overwhelmed or emotionally intense. They're saying you can always go higher. And the final message to share with you that I'm receiving about what's happening on the planet right now is that I feel this high commander saying, we've had a lot of successes. There has been a lot of success. There has been a lot of positive development. And that's just a reassurance that what is transitioning and what is happening is going to pay off, and that there's been a checklist of things that have gone well. And that's what they're showing me, is this checklist of items that are done, taken care of, removed, success. And then there's still another page of work to be done. There's still a whole nother page of checklist items that need to be taken care of, but those will happen in due time. And that that's not our concern right now. It's not your concern about what's to come. What you're meant to focus on is how to be in your power right now and how to go higher into these light frequencies that are available to us during this portal. And I can't even tell you how dizzy I am right now and that my crown chakra is spinning so fast. If you have trouble sleeping at night, if you're having very vivid dreams, astral travel, if you're feeling a lot of intense energies, that's all part of this influx of energy. And it's how it works with our systems. You could be very hungry. You could be tired. You need to drink more water. Anything that helps ground you. Be sure to go for walks, to be with nature, to get some fresh air, to hug a tree, touch a tree, feel grounded. Do what you need to take care of your energy system, because these are big energies and they're also really, really loving. That's what I'm also feeling. Like there's these neutrinos, these light codes, these energies that are so loving. And now they're bringing me to that topic of love, that many are being prepared for new love, higher love, conscious love, something that is perhaps more destined, something where there is a connection between two individuals that's just so easy and fluid, and that person that you feel very familiar with, very comfortable with, but it's also something to open up to that you have to receive, that you have to be willing to be in that place. And I did talk about this in a recent podcast about the healed divine masculine energy is also coming in right now and into August 2020. And it is very balanced. It's very whole. It's very attuned to higher frequencies. And there's something that's being set up that is going to unfold in 2021. So they're just saying to make sure that if that's something you want in your life, if that's a part of your area of growth and development, because I know that many, many people, either you've been alone, you've been single, you've been dating, you've been in marriages, you've gotten out of marriages, you're aware of what hasn't worked or what is not a true connection for you. There's this new energy coming in that has this gorgeous heart. I don't know how to describe it other than it's like the heart energy of wholeness, and that's where the connections happen. And I keep seeing it as magnets coming together. Yet, if you know how magnets work, they can also repel if they're not ready. There's like either an all or nothing thing here. And I feel like part of this year is the wholeness that's being developed and really anchored into people that allows for these magnetic connections in 2021 and beyond. So that is part of this Leo energy, because it's what's in your heart. It's what you love, what you want to love, how you want to give and receive love in a healthy, whole manner. And it's also how we are supported at this time. And they're saying too that these relationships are especially healing after COVID, after the isolation, after the quarantine experience, where we've had to be in our energies and do work and do healing and be very aware of some things across maybe your whole life or many lifetimes. You know, it's been very intense. And that part of the reward of this work are the relationships that come through that are healthy, nourishing, energetically correct, and otherwise. And then if you're in a relationship right now, if you're in a good solid marriage or a good solid partnership, this is an elevation for you and your partner. This is helping each of you heal or understand what you need next. So being open to how your partner is shifting at this time, to how they are healing, how they are becoming more whole,
how to have conversations about that in a very honest, open manner, and how that's going to help sustain your relationship going forward and going for the long term. So it feels really beautiful. And I feel like that's just one of these themes here where for everything that you've had to do on your own, there will be your equal, your match, your yin to your yang or your yang to your yin that will show up. And that is something that will also come through in the right time. And they're also saying that there's different energies coming through that are supporting the development of these connections and to not overthink it, to not be too much in your head and to trust the energy or to trust the heart or to trust what feels right, because it's like the energies are getting closer to each other. And I'm feeling a very, okay, it's cosmic love. I'm feeling a cosmic love here where it is being orchestrated by higher beings, because they know how much the human experience needs that connection and those relationships and that love. So there's something coming through here that feels really beautiful, that heals the heart and that supports this journey, and especially the times that have felt isolating and alone. So know that there's good things coming through, even though it's very intense, it's very volatile, it's going to get bumpy and rocky, but that's going to also move through. And it's a bit like navigating any kind of storm, any kind of intense energy field where you do what you need to every day, but you are going to find some calmer seas and a safe harbor. So overall, this is an important time energetically. The Leo energies are greatly amplified and they are helping us reset areas of our energy field in our hearts, as well as in our crown chakras, helping us get clear on what is a priority and how you want to use your energy and how you want to focus yourself every day, where your light feels supported and sustained. And also there is that creative force coming through, that desire to do something expressive, which is always associated with Leo, but it's really meant to be something that opens you up to new and higher potentials in the cosmos. So I hope that this information has been beneficial and supportive for you. I hope it's been validating and just helps with understanding a little bit more about what's to come as we ride these waves of 2020. And there's also a very powerful, supportive connection to off-planet beings and how the Earth is supported at this time, even when you think all hope is lost or that things are beyond repair. That's not the case at all. And again, they're showing me that there's different phases, there's different cycles, and we are on the human timeline of it all, where it can only happen so fast. But the more that you have faith in yourself and you travel with a higher consciousness, the easier it will be to ride these waves. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online, and I'll be back soon with another podcast. The podcasts air regularly on Mondays and Wednesdays. And as always, I'm very grateful for your time, energy, and presence. I'll see you soon.